Welcome to the WB3GXW repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America. Welcome to the WB3GXW repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America. Welcome to the WB3GXW repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.
Welcome to the M3HF EchoLink node in Ocean City, Maryland.
WB3GXW from KA2JAI. John, are you there?
Welcome to the WB3GXW repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.
Hey guys, if you're attached to the WB3GXW repeater, disconnect and come over to the conference server, node 6154, wash_DC, KB3JQQ.
W3ICS from KA2JAI via EchoLink.
W3ICS, we're connected into the WASH conference server, getting ready for a ARRL Maryland DC section net.
I am also Philip. I had to install a new radio, and I was wondering how my audio sounds if I forgot it set up correctly for the net. Can you give me a quick report, please?
I'm okay. You sound okay. W3ICF.
Thank you very much. KA2JAI.
Looks like Marty's having some connection issues. He keeps connecting and disappearing and then coming back. KB3JQQ.
KB3MXM, and I see you're connected to this 1R repeater. So, hope it's going to work for you there, Marty. W3ICF by way of direct computer to the WASH DC.
Welcome to the WB3GXW repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.
All right, good evening, everyone. I'm having some network issues, having a bad signal here. Thank you for being patient. Coming to you via my my phone, because I'm in a pretty bad spot, so I'll be right back. Just stand by. This is KB3MXM, and you're listening to the Maryland DC section EchoLink Net here on the WB3GXW repeater system. Thank you.
Welcome to the M3HF EchoLink node in Ocean City, Maryland.
All right. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining this evening's Maryland DC EchoLink net here for the section. I appreciate you joining us. I'm halfway between work and home, so I had to pull over and get the net started here. It looks like we got a good crew. I'm going to be a little bit of a disadvantage as I can't really cycle between the microphone and the roster sheet, so maybe perhaps we'll just wing it. So we'll get started. Been a busy month for many of us. I'm sure that you've been following all of the devastation in the Carolinas and Virginia, South Carolinas, and the lower eastern areas of the U.S., and with the earlier threat to Maryland as well. Recovery and response is still occurring down there, and amateur radio is playing a big role in it this time, as they have before, and I'm sure they will again. Take a break. Also here in Maryland, we've been somewhat lucky. We haven't seen any of that tropical storm that really inundated all of Maryland, our lower eastern shore. Hams and communities down there, as well as the as long as southern Maryland along the Potomacs, also got quite a bit of rain, and then some of it did sweep up into central Maryland for some local flooding and some winds. And thank you very much for what you do for your community and being prepared in radio. You'll see the section news came out just late today, and the email was sent, I think it was yesterday I sent it. And you'll see some information in there that might be of some interest when it comes to emergency communications in Aries. Break. So one thing that I like also to focus on, especially for the section, as well as our members and the hands that participate in community service, are you ready? I guess is the big question. Are you ready for a hurricane? Are you ready for a tornado? Are you ready for a disaster? If you've got a VHF radio, are you ready to use it? So you should really have a good situational awareness of your location and perhaps maybe the repeater systems that are available, what nets are active, what HF bands being used. Just recently, the section was asked to do a very, very quick ad hoc COMEX with a served agency to set up windlink communications between headquarters and the Eastern Shore. And we had 2 days. It was a phone call. It was like, hey, set up communications between Baltimore and the Eastern Shore. And a lot of hard work on behalf of the section emergency coordinator, Jim Montgomery. I want to really thank him and the other Aries members. And there were some Racy's members that also joined in. I want to thank you very much for pulling it together. And we're going to have some follow-up and some lessons learned from that. So look forward to hearing more. Break. And there's been some pretty interesting activities on the ham band. So there's some special stations that are going to be on the air soon. You'll find it in the section news. Also, keep in mind that this is the anniversary of Hurricane Maria, so there's going to be a special station set up in Puerto Rico. I think it's Whiskey 3 or Whiskey 4 Mike, or Whiskey 3, Whiskey 4 Maria. I'm not sure of it. I don't have it in front of me. Sorry. But they're going to be set up, and you might want to just work some Puerto Rican stations for that special event that's very important. It gives the ham community the opportunity to really start to come together as a fellowship. And as you know, as many of you know, Puerto Rico really depended on amateur radio at the height of the storm. Within 24 to 48 hours, messages were being sent, welfare messages being sent from Puerto Rico via amateur radio to hams all over the country and all over the world to contact loved ones and let them know that families were safe or what they might need. So look for that on the air, and it's you actually look in your email, you might find the ARL News just recently came out with that article. Break. Also coming up in the next couple of months, we've got some very interesting HamFest coming up. We've got some in Maryland and just outside Maryland, as well as some other activities that might be of interest to you up in Pennsylvania as well. So you know, check your calendar, check the section news, and plan to attend some of these events. These are fundraisers. In many cases, these are fundraisers for those organizations so they can continue to provide service through both the community and amateur radio. So your participation is absolutely welcome. And try to pitch in. If a club or a group is having a ham fest, ask them, do you need any help? That's a good thing to do. So look at your section news for that, for those upcoming events. And then the last thing I'm going to touch on for the opening of the section EchoLink Net this evening, before ID, in just a moment, social media. You know, it is becoming more and more important for us to be aware of social media. Social media is being used by first responders. It's being used by public safety. It is being used by states, counties, and city officials. In some cases, during the hurricane and after the hurricane, social media was the only way that some people was able to communicate with others and let them know their situation. And you might have heard of some rescues occurring because of social media or because of someone seeing something and then reporting it or bring it to the attention of others. So social media is very important. The Maryland section continues to explore the possibilities of social media. We have a Facebook site, we have a Twitter account, and other venues for you to share your experiences, and I would encourage you to do so. And again, check the section news for those locations. So if you're not familiar with social media, maybe someone you know is, and you could help them get information to share about amateur radio in that area. All right? All right. Let me take a quick break. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. section EchoLink Net here on the third Friday of every month at 8 p.m. on the WB3GXW repeater and other link systems. We'll take a break and let systems ID. Stand by. Okay, very good. Let me make sure I'm not doubling. Stand by. I am not. So just recently, the league, the ARR headquarters, just recently sent out ham aid kits. And they unfortunately could not get to the Carolinas in time before the airports closed. And they had to be sent to Baltimore to be forwarded. So here's an opportunity for you. I mean, look at the possibilities of collaborating as groups, your Aries groups with your clubs, your amateur radio groups, your enthusiasts, and consider putting together a kit, a VHF kit, with the capabilities of doing packet, VHF, UHF. Put that kit together as a resource and put it on the shelf. You might need it. And hopefully, and I hope, that we don't have any more tropical storms. But we've got the rest of the season and the beginning of next year to consider doing that. So I would encourage your groups to collaborate on that and use it as a shared resource. All right, let's go to our list. I only have a partial list, but I saw a few. So the first one I'm going to go to, W3YVQ, Father Al, our section traffic manager. If you have a few words for our fellow hams and friends here on the net, sir, go right ahead.
Roger, good evening, Marty, and everyone on the conference this evening. I hope that was enough time for all the repeaters to reset. Well, it was an interesting experience. All of our folks in the National Traffic System and RRI had our ears perked up in a heightened state of situational awareness for the storm and doing what was necessary out of the networks to service the affected area. The fourth region declared no inbound routine traffic was going to be handled until further notice here a while back, soon after the floodwaters arrived down there. And they will be coming back on at the discretion of the SECs and ECs in the area, probably on a county-by-county basis as soon as conditions warrant. There's simply no way to reach people with flooding and no infrastructure until Red Cross and others have their shelters organized and have names of people in those shelters. And that has not been officially opened up a wide for 4th Region yet. We take them on a case-by-case basis. And generally the practice here of late has been to put messages of an inquiry nature into the digital traffic network under RRI, and they're archived by the hub stations whose hard drives have plenty of room, and the local SEC and ECs in the affected areas can browse through them from time to time and see if they can service any of them and weed through the files, so to speak. Similar thing happened in Hurricane Andrew, where the vice director down there, Evelyn Gelsens, had 10,000 messages on her computer during the storm waiting for opportunities to service them. And some didn't get serviced until the phones came back on through the phone company's ad hoc emergency comm setups in the county south of Miami, which happens usually fairly quickly as well. Right? And here in our section, we have an alerting arrangement with our numerous stations for the nets, and if you need to activate national traffic system level or section level, support on our traffic nets, a radio email to WB3FTQ, it's Foxtrot Tango Quebec, or November 3 Juliet Echo Tango, or myself, all three on the same message will be sure to be picked up on one of the network gateways and forwarded, and that could be for your left here in DC's alerting net. Right. And considering your use of Windlink, that peer-to-peer is fine. It's a good point-to-point system, particularly in ground wave range, because it's a completely error-forwarding or error-correcting forwarding message system. It's very easy to use with almost no learning curve, and even the officials can type in their own messages, which is a very handy approach. But don't overlook making the connections to hubs on packet and or HF gateways, because you can reach more of those from a given location than you can others point to point. Right. For example, your HF capabilities can allow you to connect to a gateway in Norfolk or perhaps up in New York or halfway across the country by picking the right band and making a connection to the gateway, and you'll get your mail. It's a nationwide universal messaging system. So once you post a message, you can collect your traffic by connecting to the system by any of the multiple modes available. Break it. And lastly, during the Puerto Rican incident, there was a considerable amount of traffic handled in a new way, a bit more organized than some you've heard in previous years on 20 meters, namely connecting up names and phone numbers from people in Puerto Rico to stations here in the States who could make the phone calls. But that was done in an organized fashion, so the originator, of which there were one or two primary stations in Puerto Rico, would have a record of how to contact the calling party back with any feedback information. And that was kept in the records by RRI. And then they made the phone call or placed the messages on Facebook, Twitter, Insta messaging, or whatever was available, and whatever addresses that the people there in Puerto Rico could provide for delivery of those welfare statements. And some inbound inquiries were taken later on as the smoke cleared, so to speak. Right. And that closes the loop around Marty's concept that he's explained here before of becoming an integrated part of your community. When you work with REACT and CERT and the FRS, GMRS, and other FCC-licensed radio services for community operations, and they can put you in their network, you can dramatically extend their range with amateur radio and also provide contact to emergency services directly, whereas they may otherwise, because of range limits, not be able to get assistance for folks. That's enough on that topic tonight, but I thank all the amateurs in section here, part of our NTSnet system, for being only prepared to respond in any manner necessary. 7-3 all, have a great weekend. W3YVQ.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Father Al. Before you leave us, I just want to point out that there was a request that was granted for symbol rate changes in the for PACTOR. So it's very, very, very important, and I'm going to stress this. It's very important you follow the rules when it comes to using that capability. It does not mean it's open for everybody, okay? It's very important. And for those stations that have that capability, they know what those are. So if you're considering the investment to provide digital communications using that technology, please review those rules and please stay informed on when those changes are made, as that is always temporary for right now. Obviously, there's interest to make it more permanent, but for right now, it's temporary. So please follow the rules on that. So, Father Al, do you have anything to add on the symbol rate?
Well, there are several reasons why great care is in order. One is there's currently deliberation in the FCC about permanently removing the symbol rate limit and limiting digital communications by bandwidth limits, which would be a superb solution to the problem. But PACTOR 4 modems are capable of running at almost twice the speed of PACTOR 3 and actually takes a little bit less bandwidth to do it, so it's a fantastic technology. But it is not legal here in the United States to use, except under this temporary waiver for those stations who are actually involved in the relief efforts in the Hurricane Florence affected areas. And I suspect they'll be watching. So if you decide to play with PACTOR 4 elsewhere, It looks bad for amateur radio. And so caveat emptor, and please be careful. Over.
Okay, Father Al, thank you very much for all of your work and effort to support digital communications and message handling, and continue to drive forward. Training is important. I try to emphasize it's not what you know before you go. You really need to do this. You need to be familiar with it, especially if you're being called to go forward. You're going to be asked possibly to use equipment that you're not familiar with. So you have to understand the basics, and training and message handling crosses all kinds of boundaries, both at home, in your hobby of amateur radio, and when you support emergency communications. Thank you very much. All right, I'm going to take a quick break and let everybody reset after my ID, and then we're going to move to Jim, WI3N, from the Atlantic Division. This is KB3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C., EchoLinkNet here on the WB3GXW repeater and other link systems. Stand by. All right, very good. Just so I queue up the next station, we're going to, after we get done with Jim, we're going to move to our Skywarn representative, TOY. So be prepared with a little bit about Skywarn and maybe give us some insight there, and then we'll move on after that. So next is WI3N. Mr. Jim, do you have a words from the Atlantic Division, sir?
Okay, thank you, Marty, and good evening, everyone. This is WI3N. Sorry I'm late, but I was on RF on my cell phone, so maybe that counts. Anyway, just wanted a quickie on here where I noticed that our section emergency coordinator, Jim Montgomery, is urging the ECs, etc., to come up with their 205 forms. And we're making some progress with former director Bill Edgar and with our director Tom Abernathy to start getting these forms from around the division up on the Atlantic Division, on the forums of the Atlantic Division. And so that is, it is progressing, not quite as fast as I'd hoped, but that's because of me. But it is moving. So we urge people to get your 205s together, get them to Jim Montgomery, and then they will ultimately be posted where everybody in the division can find them in case you've got to go in an emergency across county lines, across state lines. You need the contact information. So, Marty, thank you very much for the opportunity. Sorry I was late. Back to net. This is WI3N.
All right, Jim, thank you very much. Very important, though, very important. The 205s from our areas roll up into a much broader awareness when it comes to available communication channels, when it comes to VHF and UHF and HF, and maybe even some of the higher bands. We don't want ourselves in a position of deconfliction. We don't want to be on a frequency that's being used for something else. We don't want to interfere with what activities are going on. If you're operating in the UHF and VHF band, or even higher, 900 megahertz, 1.2 GHz, you may be interfering with wireless communications. Now, I did the mouth. All of a sudden, my wireless router, I'm just killing it. So, and then I lose connectivity. And imagine those people that are trying to communicate internally, and then the wireless signal is somehow interfered with. So the 205s are very, very important from individual ECs and ARIES groups and other groups. It's very important. And please follow your guidelines from your emergency managers and your civic officials. I made this comment last time about some of the other areas of communications. You'll find this in the section news. I mean, don't eliminate all possibilities. You've got FRS. You've got the GMRS systems, you've got the MUR, MERS systems, you even have CB radios. They're all communication capability. And for us to have a whole community RF capability, we have to consider those things. We are radio operators. And your training points out that there are certain safety guidelines to follow, And we want to also make sure that we're not interfering with anybody. So that's the whole purpose of 205s. Match them up with your jurisdiction so that they understand where you're going to be. And then also talk to your repeater owners and trustees if you can communicate with them, especially if you're an organized group, to make sure that that repeater system has certain capabilities, working on alternate power, working when it's linked together. I mean, there are certain systems you do not want to have a long conversation on. And it's always important to listen first and then communicate. So thank you, Jim, for those very fine words. And we're looking forward for more information from the division. Let's take a break and be right back. All right, now we're going to go to a topic that is ever-changing, like the weather. You know, the weather changes. It's actually, what's tomorrow is the equinox, and so we're moving from summer into autumn or fall, and weather situations change, propagation changes, but what certainly changes is weather. And our Skywarn representatives who get trained to understand how to report these things, and they man the station when they're called upon, and they activate Skywarn for situational awareness. So let's turn to Kurt, T-O-Y. Give us a few words about Skywarn, and then after that, we'll start going around the we'll go around the horn on the repeaters. Okay, so go ahead, Kurt.
Hey, thank you, Marty. Well, I don't have a whole lot on Skywarn. I'm sure everyone can agree with me that we're glad we did not get any of the hurricane and tropical storm up here. We did the other few days ago have some thunderstorms that rolled through, but nothing that warranted a activation of Skywarn. At least not in this area. And somebody emailed me about the next Skywarn meeting, and I advised for them to call me or email me so I can give them the information. Anyway, on a personal note, the new job's going quite well. So with that, back to you, Marty. WA3TOY.
All right, Kurt, thank you. Do we have any other Skywarn representatives on the net this evening? Your call sign, please. All right, nothing heard. The first link system is going to be Fort Washington. Fort Washington. Is there anyone on the Fort Washington system that would like to add anything to the net this evening? Your call sign, please.
Welcome to the N3HF repeater located in Silver Spring, Maryland, Echo Link Node 84345.
All right. With that segue, why don't we go to the N3HF repeater system. Do we have anybody on the N3HF system? Your call signs, please. All right. Nothing heard. Now let's go to WB3GXW repeater system. Do we have anybody on the WB3GXW repeater system that would like to add to the net? Your call sign, please.
WB3GXW. One quick comment. N3HF repeater in Ocean City is Echolink and IRLP capable and is in a very good location, so that's something to be considered for communications with other parts of the state. Back to net control. Over.
Okay, very good, John. Thank you. And, you know, the repeater system in Salisbury is on the TV tower, like 800 feet above the ground. Great coverage area in Salisbury, too. So another, that's not linked in, but nevertheless, another great repeater system as well as yours, John. Thank you very much, and thank you, sir, for supporting the Maryland section with your Echolink services and your expertise. John has been a great resource for me, especially when I have questions about Echolink and its capabilities. Matter of fact, we were going to call up the Echolink system on Wash underscore DC just to do a situational awareness across the state. And the capabilities of linking repeater systems goes far and wide, I remember last year before I was deployed to the hurricanes of 2017 and 18. One of the amazing events was that John was able to link many repeaters. I think there was 20 different repeaters. So if you're a repeater owner or you belong to an amateur radio club or organization and you're interested in being part of that capability, you need to let the section know, and we can include that in our evaluation, that kind of 205 thing, you know, who's available and when and how to get there. So thank you, John, very much for that. Do you have anything else to add, sir? Maybe a comment about the Echolink system here that you support, so everyone's aware that it's available. I'll turn it back to you, sir.
Okay, WB3GXW. The only other comments I might have, I do have, is that here at the house, my QTH, I have the repeater, but I have equipment that I can obviously switch frequencies, so I could link another repeater at any time that I can connect or work through the normal FM radio at the house. So if we had to connect to a repeater, say the 146A2 repeater in Salisbury, I could do that. I'd have to turn off my local repeater because it would overload the receiver, but that's an example. We could be frequency agile and switch to other repeaters, as I'm sure a lot of other users can do. But there you have it. That's all we got. We did test last Saturday, and a Maryland State Trooper came in after he got off. He came in and earned him. That was a good one. WB3GXW. Good night, everybody.
All right, John. Thank you very much once again, always. And, John, there's so much that he knows, and, it's just impossible for me to grasp all of it. So we've got some great experts here. And the hands here that in section, I think we're the best section around, to be honest with you. The diversity and competency that we all share and participate in these things, all the special events, Marine Corps Marathon, the amateur radio clubs, and the emergency communications, very, very important. All right, I'm going to go to the W3ICF out in Frederick. Philip, I think you're listening. I hope you are. Why don't you go ahead and call your stations on your system, sir, and we'll see who's listening this evening. This is KB3MXM.
KB3MXM, W3ICF here from the home computer. I do show that K3DO is Echo Link connected in up the repeater. I'm not certain about anything else, so let me just bring my mic in here. K3DO, go ahead and pick it up, please, Mike.
All right, thanks, Phil, W3SF. This is K3DO. Well, good evening, Marty. I'm here in the net just listening and getting some of the latest news and looking forward to do some more testing here with another served agency here on the 29th and do some testing. So I don't know if you'll be around there, Marty, or Jim or somebody will be around, but looking forward to doing some of that. That's it for me. Back over to you, Phil.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Let me check and see if there's anybody on the RF side, which I can't see visually here. This is W3ICF. Any additional check-ins RF-wise on the W3ICF-R repeater? Come ahead, please.
With C3, Hotel Delta Bravo.
Okay, go ahead. Got a little noise on you, but I believe they'll be able to copy you. Go ahead. I think that was Hotel Delta Bravo.
Whiskey 3, Hotel Delta Bravo.
Okay, go ahead there. Marty's waiting to hear from you. Anything you want to add to the net tonight?
No, I just happened to turn on the radio and check in. No traffic. Name is Dan, Delta Alpha November, back to net.
Comment there, Marty?
Well, thank you, Dan. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. Glad that you're with us, and please join us again next month and continue to stay informed on what's going on amateur radio. It sounds like you've made it to Echo Link. You know, a lot of new hams do that because it gives them capabilities right away. That's another thing, too. Echo Link gives your capabilities in amateur radio immediately. As they say, you don't need equipment, but I'm holding the phone in my hand, so everybody needs equipment. All right, Dan, thank you very much for joining. And I'll turn it back to Phil for any close, and then we'll move on. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. Anybody else on the RF side of the W3ICF repeater? Anybody else there want to check in to the ARRL Maryland DC section? At, come ahead, please.
In 3HYMO.
In 3HYMO. Got that wrong, but anyhow, in 3. Go ahead and take it. W3ICF.
Q. Q.
HYM. Mobile here. Just got in the car from the restaurant, headed back to the house, and I heard the net on. I just figured I'd check in. Back to W3ICF.
Yeah, go ahead and give Marty your name there. He's in net control. I'm just sub-checking here on the repeater. We're working without a visible list there to the net control. So I give him a name, and thank you very much for checking in there, N3HYM.
Yeah, N3HYM. Name here is Ray, Romeo Alpha Yankee. Back to net control.
I believe that's all we got, Marty. KB3MXN control. This is W3ICF. I'll turn it back to you, and we'll be quiet.
All right. Thank you, Phil. Let me go ahead and ID for all the link systems and repeaters that are on the air. This is KB3MXM Net Control. You're listening to the Maryland, D.C. Section Echolink Net, held on the third Friday of every month at 8 p.m. through the WB3GXW repeater system on the WARSH underscore node and other link systems. We'll stand by for stations to the ID, and we'll be right back to go through our list this evening. And if anyone would like to add any comments, I don't have a full list, folks. I'm really sorry. I just, on my phone, I can only see so much. So we'll call for any stations that would like to add anything to the net when we return. This is KB3MXM. All right, we're back again. So first I'll call for any stations that would like to add information to the section net for the benefit of our listening audience here this evening. And please come with your call signs. And as they say in the contesting words, spread it out, folks.
W3YVQ.
All right, W3YVQ. Go ahead, sir.
Welcome.
When you'd like to fit it into the schedule, Marty, at your convenience, I'd like to make a few comments about the use of ICS forms to update folks on what the League has prescribed for us to do about that and what we have responded with in the message services. Over.
All right, very well. Again, I'm not going to be able to get to everybody to comment, but if there's anybody who would like to comment before I turn it over to Al, your call sign, please.
KA2JAI.
Hey, Mike, you must have been down on the list there. You were off the screen. I didn't even know you were in there. Why don't you go ahead and call any stations on your system down there that would like to join us this evening for their call signs and their name, please.
Thank you, Marty. First, I want to mention we have a pretty busy weekend here. Tomorrow is the Anne Arundel County's annual Emergency Prep Expo. Big event with lots of displays and demonstrations relating to emergency prep. Aries was invited to be there. We will have a booth also. And then we've got a run on Sunday that we have pretty close to 20 amateur operators that we'll be supporting. So at this time, let me ask, is anyone else on the 442.3 joint repeater in Annapolis who would like to check in? Please call now. This is KA2JAI.
Whiskey Juliet, 3 Kilo. Kilo Bravo, 3 Quebec, Whiskey Charlie Mobile.
All right, let's go to, thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. Let's go to Gordon. I think that's Gordon. Did I hear you properly in there? So I think I heard you. Go ahead, and then we'll go over to Larry. Let's see, Charlie. Go ahead, sir.
You heard me correctly. This is Gordon, WJ3K. Looking forward to the Emergency Prep Expo at Marley Station Mall in Glen Burnie tomorrow morning between 1000 and 1400 hours. You were talking, and Jim was talking, the emergency go kits. We'll have two of ours deployed that came from are kept at the Emergency Operations Center. We will be operating both digital and packet I should say digital and voice on there. We will also have a solar-powered vehicle to power the whole show. So we're looking forward to getting that up and running and looking for nice weather tomorrow. This is Whiskey Juliet 3 Kilo.
All right, very good, Gordon. Thank you very much, and we're looking forward to that. I apologize. I did not know that event was going on. I have to look back through my emails if I missed it somewhere, but normally I'll canvas the last month to see if anything came in via email or if Jen sent me anything or an EC sent me anything. I usually kind of key in on those things. So I apologize for missing it, and I also do a search across Maryland for such things like emergency communications, events. You'll see in the section news I put some extra events in there that you might be interested in, like Fleet Week and things like that. Take your portable radio with you. You never know. Okay, well, thank you very much, Gordon, for that information, and I can't give you any more information from my side, so thanks again, and I wish you all the very best, and please let me know how it turns out. We're looking forward to hearing from you. All right, let's go to Quebec Whiskey Charlie, sir. You're next.
Okay, good evening to all. I didn't catch the all on that. I just turned the radio on. I forgot it was on. But I don't know how much to add. I'll probably be down at the Coast Guard's early booth tomorrow at the Coast Guard booth tomorrow at the Expo. And I'm planning on going, but anything's possible. I'm driving across 280,000 plus miles, so anything's possible there. But I plan on making the trek down there from Baltimore County, Anne County, to be at the Expo, so for the Coast Guard's early. So it was a good event last year, and it'll probably be good this year. Not much to add. KV3QWC73 all.
Oh, very good, Larry. Thank you very much. And that brings to mind another thing about situational awareness. You are communicators. You are radio operators. You know how to listen. It's the most important thing. So if you have the capabilities of listening, then you have the capabilities of transmitting, that's great. But listening is the most important. We have Chesapeake Bay is like 104 miles or 140 miles long. So I think it's like 14 to 40 miles across at its widest point. It splits the state in two, and there's a lot of marine activity, especially in the summer. You know, the Coast Guard does an absolutely superb job trying to keep everything organized and trying to help those that are in need. But, you know, you also have those recreational boaters. You have professional people out there as well, and you know, it's all about listening. So listen to those bands and be aware of what's going on. And if you live out in the Appalachian areas, you know, there are certain frequencies that are monitored or should be monitored for the Appalachian Trail, as well as the repeaters that are most popular in the state. So it's always important to listen. Thank you, Larry. That's a great reminder that we should be listening as well. And again, thank you for joining us. All right, stand by, KB3MXM, Maryland Section Net, and we'll be right back.
This is Kilo Zulu 3 Hotel checking in on Echo Link. Over.
All right, Zulu Hotel, I've got you. Stand by, please. All right, I see our Southern Maryland repeater is in listen-only mode. I'm not sure if anybody's listening, but they are in the listening mode. Thank you very much for joining us. I want to recognize SMD once again for joining us this evening, and thank you very much for participating. All right, let's go to Zulu Hotel, and then we're going to turn it over to Father Al about the ICS 213. Zulu Hotel, go ahead.
Good afternoon to all on the net. This is Kilo Zulu 3 Hotel. Name is Doug. Delta Oscar Uniform Golf. I'm here in Bowie, Maryland, over by the Bay Sox Stadium. Just checking in on the internet. Apologize for being a bit late here, but I'm with the National Disaster Medical Team, and getting back from down south. And just to piggyback on what you said earlier, awareness, listening up capability is key to successful operations. Over.
Yes, it is. It is indeed. You know, situation awareness comes from that listening.
and knowing what to do and how to react to that information. In most almost all disasters, you have a very tight organization. I would encourage everyone who is in the emergency communications to study your NIMS, and also to participate in the ICS training program. You're going to hear more about that coming up very soon. And also, just let me repeat that the ARES Connect process is going to begin soon. I know some people have asked me and asked the section staff, where are we going with that? We're still getting information. Matter of fact, we just got more emails about this. So I'll be coordinating with Jim. Jim will be coordinating with our emergency communicators and with our different divisions here, our districts. So thank you very much for joining us. One person I missed, and I apologize, Chris. I didn't scroll down far enough. I'm going to give Chris, the Baltimore traffic net manager, his due time. So Chris, please encourage everyone to help you too. So I'll turn it over to Chris, and then we'll go to Al. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Marty. I appreciate it. And 7-3 to everybody on the net. Yeah, Baltimore Traffic Net still running great. Lots of stations helping us out there, and we're certainly ready to be called upon if necessary for traffic duty. Should that happen? And other than that, just want to thank everybody who's helping out the folks down in the Carolinas, and all the folks that are doing fine work down there. So that's it for me. Thank you, Marty. AV3WG.
All right. Thank you, Chris. The Baltimore Traffic Net is nightly at 6:30 on VHF on the Charlottesville repeater on 145.33. It is a great opportunity for you to get exposure to message handling and traffic operations. So, you know, I started doing it years ago and became the net manager, and Chris joined the team, and Chris is now the net manager, does a superb job. Thank you, Chris, for all of your help on the local net there. And if you have interest in your area for a traffic net, the whole idea is start the process. Get organized. Voice your interest in doing that with the section traffic manager, and then all of that process will begin. And thank you very much. I just scrolled down. Hang on just a second, Father Al. I saw that Scott was on JQQ. He's got his system linked up. Scott, do you have anything to add real quick? Because I don't want to forget any of the link systems, sir. Do you have anything to add?
No, not really. I'll just say good evening, all. And if you're looking at the text box, I run the BTN on Saturdays, and my next net report number is going to be 113, so that's 113 traffic nets I've run. Back to you, KB3JQQ.
Net control, KB3FWJQ.
All right, Scott, thank you. There was a station that just, the Kilo Bravo 3 station. You're just a little scratchy into the system this evening, sir. I didn't get the rest of your call sign. Go ahead and give me your call sign and your first name, please.
Marty, I believe that's KB3FWW.
Yeah, so I saw this show up on the FWW link system. He's not very clean into the system. So you hang on for just a second. I'll get back to you in just a moment. I'm going to give our section traffic manager his opportunity. He wants to talk about 213s and another form of formatted messaging. So I'm going to turn it over to Father Al, W3YVQ. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you, Marty. I know the subject comes up within the ARES group from time to time, but I'll throw the hand grenade on the table here. How many of you are familiar with and are capable of training your operators in the use of ICS 213 and other ICS forms used in the NIMS ICS command system? Query. And I won't stand by for answers because I'm not trying to pin anybody to the wall here tonight. Give it some thought. FEMA is very interested in having amateur radios support that form of messaging. It is known by emergency management people all over the country. They do not want us to modify the form, but we need some sort of tracking and accountability to use it on radio communications. And the way we're doing that is adding a preamble, a delivery address, and an authorizing signature and records to it to send it as a radiogram, so to speak. There are several ways that has to be done, and it's no longer an option for all of us here in NDC. Over a year ago, the Programs and Services Committee of the League prescribed that the ICS forms become part of the repertoire of our messaging services. We had already done that in the NTS Digital, which is now DTN, or the Digital Traffic Network, operated by RRI. So we've added a new class of radiogram called the hybrid radiogram, which has the normal preamble, address, text, and signature, but between the breaks in the text content of an ICS form can be pasted in. And those messages have numbered blocks with upper and lower case and punctuation, and can be placed between the breaks in the radiogram and posted onto our digital traffic network and or sent via radio email in order to transport ICS forms for ICS during activations. FEMA would like us to be full of handling the case and the punctuation. All of our digital traffic net hub stations have already established that that email formatted text can be carried between the breaks of a radiogram posted on the DTN. And of course, you can obviously send an ICS form attached to a radio email. So one of the first things you need to ask your folks is, do they know how to derive the text from an ICS form on the at the scenes where you might be stationed to provide communications for served agencies? And there are several ways to do that. One you might look into is FL Message. FL Message has interactive ICS 213 forms built in, and you can extract it as a text file once all the blocks are filled in and all the case and punctuation is preserved. You can then take that file and paste it into the radiogram if you want to use the hybrid method of transmitting, or attach the file to an email on the WinLink system to transmit to anyone anywhere through the network or peer-to-peer. The PNSC, however, went one step further and said that we must also be capable of handling that on voice and CW. How many of your folks would know how to send a case-sensitive text with punctuation on your Aries FM 2-meter nets query? Think about that one, too. We have developed a protocol for doing that. If folks would like to learn more about that, please contact me at my call at ARL.org, and I can discuss how we can get here on Echolink and go over the protocols for doing that at break. The 2 days before landfall for Florence, we briefed the net control stations and operators on MEPN so that they were familiar with the protocol for doing that, and therefore we can handle ICS forms on MEPN by voice, and we can transmit them by DTN pathways or by WinLink pathways, since we have both packet and HF factor outlets from MEPN to handle that sort of traffic. That's what FEMA wants us to do. That's what PNSC wants us to do. We're up to speed here in NBC NTS. So go figure out a convenient way to help your fellows learn how to become familiar with the form, how to derive the text on their computer, and what to do with it. W3YVQ, thank you.
All right, thank you, Father Al, and anybody wants to know why we call him Father Al, that's a great story. Your reward will be to know why after you get involved in National Traffic System, and you'll get the story why. It's a great story. When I first started doing this, I started a book of knowledge, I called it. Every time I learned something, I put it in my book of knowledge. Every mistake I made, I put it in the book of knowledge. So it is your book of knowledge in radio communications. And much like Three Hotel was talking, very important too. I put a note in there. We'll talk later. But keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. I'm going to turn this over to John, WB3GXW. John, before we close for this evening, would you like to let everyone know when the bulletins are coming, if there's any? Go ahead, sir. All right, John must be somewhere between transmitters. All right, the last station to try to call, the Kilo Bravo 3 station, you were a little rough. Let's go try to go back to you, and then we'll close the net for the night. This is KV3MXM. You're listening to the Maryland DC section EchoLink net here on the WB3GXW Wash underscore DC node and other link systems. Let's go to the KV3 station that called earlier. Let's see if we can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes, Foxtrot, Whiskey, Ray, Northern Hop, Portable, 7 miles from the theater. Thank you for the extended breaks. My equipment will last longer.
All right, we got it that time. Foxtrot, Whiskey. Thank you for checking in. A lot of background noise, a lot of noise coming in from somewhere, but we were able to hear that part. Thank you for being so close to repeater site. Thank you for joining us this evening. Before we close, I remind you again, situation awareness is very important, and getting information is important too. It has to go both ways. That is, the information going out needs to be accurate and needs to be timely. The information coming in needs to be accurate and it needs to be timely. If anything, please remember that that information is going to be used in many ways. So you have to have good judgment in this. And it comes from training and opportunities to exercise and participate. Learn something new every day. That's what you should be doing, learning something new every day. So I want to thank everybody here. I want to thank the repeater owners and operators and trustees, our member stations with the league. I will give you my five-second appeal. Please join the league. Lots of good information going on and a lot of opportunities that you can benefit from. Also, if you have interest in emergency communications, join your ARES team. We're looking for as many members as we can find. The idea is everybody contributes, okay? So join ARES and support your local clubs and your section staff. From my station here, somewhere in the middle of nowhere, on my phone, although I do hear, by the way, Phil, I hear your repeater, Phil. Believe that. Okay, so I do have him on RF. I want to thank everybody. Have a great evening. 7-3s to all, and have a good weekend, and be safe out there. This is KB3MXM. You've been listening to the Maryland, D.C. Section EchoLink on the third Friday of every month at 8 p.m. here on the WB3GXW Warsh underscore and other link systems. Good night, all.
Marty, I'm going to try to figure out a way you can get into the repeater without losing the marquee over there of the list of stations. I'll see. I'll talk to John. Maybe we can get it out where you can come in with your phone and come into the back door of the system, and that way you wouldn't lose the list. Anybody else checks in on our repeater, that wipes out the list, and all you have to wait for them to come up. So that's one thing I wish they'd fix on Echo. W3ICF.
You know, Phil, I actually had to adjust my settings in EchoLink. So if you're using a phone on the EchoLink app, you actually go look at settings, and it says network type. And if it doesn't work in one, if it doesn't work in public, and it doesn't work in network or auto or direct, you have to make adjustments. And, you know, there is, as many of you already know, there is a test EchoLink server, and I would encourage you to create your list. This is your EchoLink 205 list. Create a list on your computer or on your phone, and that way you will know which systems are linked together, you know which systems are available, and that's a great idea. So, Phil, why don't I do this? I'll send me an email, remind me, because I usually take what's in email and stick it into my notes and stick it into my do list and stick it on my calendar. So that's a good way of reminding me of something I need to take care of. All right, everybody, I've got to run, and have a great night. 7-3s to all, KB3MXM. Clear.
73W3ICF, clear.
Hey, thanks for running the net, Marty. K3, Papa Golf, Queen Anne County. Good night, everybody.
Hey, Marty, I connect twice. I got my link connected that I'm on, and I also connect my Android up and just watch the list from there. KB3JQQ.
Maryland, God bless America.
Yeah, that's what I do here. That's why I come in on my computer link, and then I usually have that locked out so nobody can connect to it because it's just strictly the computer, and then I can watch a list down there on it. But unfortunately, up on the repeater, if I connect in down there, I'm going to see if I can't maybe connect in a different way, and then it won't kill all the other connections that's on there. I was thinking about having Marty maybe come in on a team viewer or something like that, which that way it would not trip it off. He would be in there strictly by internet. Has to be a better way because it's bad when you're out there trying to run a net and you can't see who all's on the marquee. And that's one little glitch thing that maybe they come up with on the phone, but I don't believe it's on the original Echo Link. I'm running Echo Link software from about 2001. W3ICF.
Well, it still does it on the 2.0.98 PC version. When someone connects, you're stuck in that conference mode and it doesn't go back. But anyway, I've offered Marty to do it from here several times, and there's plenty of views of the station list. Anyway, I'm going to get on with watching the losing Oriole game. They're trying to make new records. KB3JQQ.
73W3ICF clear. John Creel, if you're there, I got a statement to make. I started to type it a while ago. Guess I didn't. Got a lot of rain scheduled for this week. I think you're supposed to be up on the mountaintop, aren't you? WB3GXW, are you out there, John Creel?
Wait a minute. Now you'll hear me, right, Phil? Can you hear me now, over?
I got your copy there, John. I believe it's coming week 26th, if I remember correctly. You're supposed to be up on the mountaintop there. I'm just saying they're showing rain starting on Sunday, and it's basically going to be every day but one day, I think, up there. So I just thought I'd give you a heads up, keep an eye on the weather, because where you're going, it may be wet. I think they were actually scheduled more than we were.
Okay, Phil. Yeah, affirmative. This is the week. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of this coming week, we'll be up there with the 2 sixth grader class. And I think this is like the 24th or 25th year I've done this. Wow. But we'll be using your repeater, if that's okay, and hopefully you'll be around. And we've got a member of the Lowell Amateur Radio Club that tested a couple of months ago. He's 10 years old. And we're going to put him to work. Over.
Okay, I'll try my very best to be here on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Leastways, it's not in April during my anniversary like it used to be all the time. Had more than one anniversary up there. W3ICF, take care, John. But I'll be listening. Yes, you're most welcome to use a repeater anytime you need it. W3ICF, I'll be clear.
Have you been sticking in command, over?
Had a little break on that. Something command?
My question is, how many years have you been married, over?
Only 61, but I've known her since the second grade. She's 78 and I'm 81. And I've known her since the second grade. We dated through the last year of junior high. Got married after high school, and that's been 61 years ago. Be 62 this coming April.
Well, that is fantastic. That is really great. Congratulations. In August of this year, August 14th this year, my parents celebrated 70 years of marriage, and they hold hands all the time to keep from fighting. Over.
My grandfather, who lived to be 105, gave me a word of advice. He said, you know, you don't argue. There is a real simple solution to arguing, especially with your spouse. You can't keep an argument going if only one's participating, so one of you's got to shut up, and most likely it'll be you. And he said, that ends all the arguments because it's hard to keep it going if only one's participating. W3ICF, words from the past.
That's fantastic. Well, a friend of mine who worked, volunteered for our agency for 20 years, passed away in April. I guess April or May. He was an amateur, and he installed the first television set in the White House for RCA TV for President Truman, and he was on Tinian Island as a radar operator. And he and his wife were married 77 years when he passed away. 77 years when Frank passed away. Over.
Well, it just a little girl in the bank asked me one day, said, "I see you and Janet are always, you know, in here and still together, and I just got married, and how do you make it last?" And I said, well, I told her that story, what my grandfather said, and then I put my own little piece in there. I said, you work on it every day, and that's how you make it last. You work on it every day, and you don't separate in anger. You get it resolved. And I said, you'll make it last if you just follow those paths. Just work on it every day. W3ICF.
All right, very good. Well, have a good evening. And you're so right. I'm QRT, WB3GXWL.
Q.
It's been waiting and watching for me, I think, ever since before we got married, because of I was making TV, radio and TV service calls when we were dating. And I was late for more dates than on time because I always got hung up on a broken TV set or something. And, of course, that was there. And then I joined AT&T, and I've been on call 44 years with AT&T. So everything she had planned got interrupted. So she's been a very patient wife. And that I just thank the world of her for that, because most women wouldn't have put up with all of that, but she fortunately did for me, and I appreciate it. Take care, John, and you met her, and you know what a fine lady she is. W3ICF, I'll be clear.
Roger that, for sure. 73s, give her my regards. WB3GXW, clear, QRT.
W3ICF, clear, and dropping the multiple connections here.
Welcome to the WB3GXW repeater in Silver Spring, Maryland. God bless America.